This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th, joffrey.org.
Illinois politics has been roiled this week by WBEZ's disclosure of an email that appeared to discuss ghost payrolling and an alleged rape. The email was from July 2012. It was sent by a close friend of Democratic House Speaker Michael Madigan. In it, former lobbyist Michael McLean asked the governor's office to go easy on a state worker in a disciplinary case because he said the worker kept silent about, quote, the rape in Champaign. It's unclear what McLean was referring to when he wrote those words, but today WBEZ reporters Dan Mihalopoulos and Dave McKinney tracked down McLean in a downtown Chicago restaurant, and he was not eager to explain himself. I asked Dave McKinney to first remind us who Michael McLean is and what this 2012 email is all about.
Well, for decades, Madigan has been the most powerful person in Springfield, and his close friend of nearly 50 years, McLean, has been arguably the most influential lobbyist. Now, McLean appears to be in serious legal trouble. He's not been charged, but federal agents raided his house last May as part of an investigation into potential improper lobbying by Commonwealth Edison, which was one of his clients. This week, WBEZ published an email that McLean wrote in 2012 to senior aides of former Governor Pat Quinn seeking leniency for a state worker who had gotten into trouble. Well, in that email, McLean praised the worker for being politically loyal to the Quinn administration and for, quote, keeping his mouth shut about, quote, ghost workers, the rape in Champaign, and other items.
You know, over the last few days, there's been a lot of reaction, a lot of outrage about this email. A lot of people were anxious to hear from McLean. How did you track McLean down today? And what was that like? Dan, let's hear from you about the tip that you received.
Well, let's just say somebody, a person who I'm sure does not want to be identified, texted me that McLean was at Chicago Cut. That's a fancy steakhouse downtown where lots of the big players in politics like to chow down and be seen. And in the past few months, I've gone as far as traveling to McLean's home in Quincy to try to get his side of this story, but he would never reply. So when we heard of a McLean sighting today, Dave and I quickly hopped in a cab and we went to Chicago Cut Steakhouse.
Hey, Mr. McLean.
Uh-huh.
Hey, I'm Dan Mihalopoulos from WBEZ.
Oh, I hear a lot about you.
So we went up to him as he was leaving there after eating lunch at Chicago Cut.
And Dave, what did McLean have to say about this email? Did he answer any of your questions, and did he make any other news?
Well, he was very polite, but he dodged our questions about the email.
I'd prefer not to comment right now, but thank you. It's nothing against you guys. You're doing your professional job, but I'd prefer not to.
Well, he did say that he was asked by the feds if he would cooperate, but when he told us that, he was smiling. And when we pressed him about whether it would be hard to betray Madigan, who we know is of interest to investigators, McLean told us, quote, it would be hard to betray myself. So he's clearly implying there that he doesn't want to cooperate.
So we've known that McLean had his home raided by federal agents last year, connected to their probe of Commonwealth Edison, and he's a key figure in that investigation. Dan, you asked him about the personal toll that all this is taking on him. How did he respond to you?
Well, he said it's been really hard for him. It's been a number of months that he's been under federal scrutiny without any charges, and this is what he said when I asked him what it's like to be facing this kind of federal heat.
You feel isolated? It's not Christmas. I mean, it's been a grueling experience.
Then he got in a cab and he headed north in the direction of where he has a condo in the Gold Coast.
And Dave, I want to ask you very briefly, what's the latest on the investigation into that email we were talking about earlier and into ComEd?
Well, we know that a state inspector general is investigating the McLean email, and Democratic House Speaker Madigan says today that he's not going to hold legislative hearings into the matter as Republicans had requested. And meanwhile, the feds, they continue their investigation into ComEd's hiring and lobbying practices, and again, no one's been charged in connection with any of this, Melba.
That's WBEZ's political reporters Dave McKinney and Dan Mihalopoulos. You can see more at our website, WBEZ.org.